Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So each week I've been bringing you another episode of the Senior Moments 10-part vignette that I've created to cover a couple helping his dad and her mom figure out where to move to in their retirement community search. A lot of fun and a lot of tongue-in-cheek and fully acted. So in this week's episode, it's me showing up at Mr. Vapid's door and meeting with him regarding his upcoming move. And I meet with people all the time, and I walk in on houses, and it sometimes leaves me just amazed when I walk in on certain houses, the collections that people have of miniature cars or Yadro collectibles or Christmas plates, or sometimes it's just the number of bicycles that people have, or something more like they have almost nothing in their house. Maybe they live a very almost a Dutch feeling where it's just very plain. There's blue and there's white. There's just a few pieces of furniture, and they live a very sparse existence. Every one of us lives different lives and have to right size in different ways. One of the reasons I wrote the right sizing guide is because I think that the application of figuring out what to do about moving, whether you're getting older or not, doesn't really matter. Whether you know what it is you want to buy in a house is really what right sizing is, right? It's not downsizing, it's right sizing. Finding the right size, and maybe that's for you. You're listening today as you're driving in the car, you're like, I never heard this guy before. Well, right sizing for you might be finding a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath colonial, but coming to terms and full agreement with your spouse about what it is that you want. And so the right sizing guide will serve you just as well. And I give it out for nothing on the show. It is free. Postage is paid, folks. It's my privilege to serve you and as a listener of my show by sending this out to you at no charge. And you can request it either by calling me toll free at 1-800-900-9104. Again, that's 1-800-900-9104. Or remember, ericstewartgroup.com. There you can sign up to download a free copy of the guide. You can also download my Market Ready Guide, my Buyer Savvy Guide, and also receive my blog updates on what's going on in the market and, what am I covering on the show, those kinds of things. Now, let's turn our attention to today's episode.
Whoa, wait a minute. Aren't you going to knock?
Oh, it's okay, Mr. Vapid. I talked to the agent and they're expecting us. Yikes! Did you see the size of that dog?
Oh, come on. It's just a baby.
Baby? A baby buffalo, maybe.
Don't be ridiculous.
Mr. Vapid, I wouldn't recommend...
There you go, little boy.
Do you always carry grilled chicken in your pocket?
You're not a dog person, I guess. Well, let's get going and show me the condo.
Oh, there you guys are. Sorry I'm late. Whoa! Look at the size of that dog. Down, boy. Down. Oh! Ah, yuck. He got me right on the lips.
He's a sweet little pup, isn't he? I don't suppose he comes with a condo.
I doubt it. You never know. He might be negotiable.
Well, show me around. I haven't got all day.
What do you think of the area, Dad? Pretty nice, wasn't it? Right near the metro stop and the grocery store. A coffee shop right next door.
You and your $5 cup of coffee. I don't need a coffee shop when I've got a coffee maker. 4 cents a cup. I don't suppose you knew that.
If I remember right, you may have mentioned it a few hundred times.
Coffee shop aside, the place isn't bad. And I'm sure this is going to be way out of my price range.
Actually, we're about $15,000 below your budget.
Really? Not sure I like the furniture. I'm not into leopard skin.
Oh, it isn't furnished. The leopard skin couch, the taxidermy aardvark, the granite octopus, all go.
Paint is not really to my taste either.
Yeah, I've never really seen the attraction to fluorescent green wall paint myself, but all that is easily repainted. Are you comfortable with the heights?
Perfectly. I was a paratrooper.
Well, I normally like to ask. You see the view from the balcony?
Is it usual to have an elephant in the park over there?
Oh, that's not a park. That's one of the little gems of this place. You've got a view over the walls of the zoo.
That is stunning.
Yes, just be aware that it can be equally stunning when the wind changes direction. So you would likely want to keep the door shut during those times.
I wondered if the view inspired the decorating theme.
Very likely. Do you want to see the kitchen next?
Does it have a microwave?
Yes.
Fridge?
Yes, a 21-footer, I believe, and...
That's all I need. How about the bedroom?
Oh, okay. Right through here. Watch your step over the stream.
They seem fond of houseplants. Where's the closet?
I believe it's on the other side of that tree. Follow me, this way.
I think we just passed the master bedroom.
Really? I was told it was on the other side of the waterfall.
I think he's right. If you crawl under these branches, there appears to be a trail. I think I can just see. If I pull this vine out of the way... Oh, that vine is connected. That's a clever way to hide it.
I assume the owners are going to clear all this out.
Clear it out? I hope not.
Well, I'm sure it's negotiable. I'm okay. I think I found the rope snare. I think I'll need someone to cut me down.
Nicely done, snare. I wonder how they get the height. It's got your ankle very nicely, and your head is just right off the ground. How tall are you?
6'2". The blood is starting to rush to my head. If you wouldn't mind...
Not a problem.
Thanks. Ouch. Well, I'm going to feel that tomorrow. Do you want to see the second bedroom?
No, I just don't think this is the right place. Price is right. I like the location. I like the layout. I really think that aardvark's a nice touch, but my gut tells me this isn't it.
Well, intuition is a huge part of finding the right home.
Are you sure, Dad? I think this place is awfully nice, if not a little quirky.
It's nice, but I've spent some time reading some of those brochures of Eric's, and I think I need to be thinking a little further down the road. Condo is certainly a better solution than that high-maintenance place I have now, but even here, I may need help some point. Will I really want to move again? Will I have the energy to move again in, I don't know, 5-10 years? I doubt it. Let's go see what other options I have.
When I was teaching my daughter to ski, I told her that everyone has to fall down a fixed number of times before she'll be able to ski. The problem is that nobody knows what that fixed number is. She simply has to get through them all. When she's finished making all of her falls, she'll be able to ski.
Well, that is an interesting story, Eric. I'm not sure I could connect the dots to the conversations we were having. Did you, Dad?
Actually, no. It's like a bicycle in a pot of stew, if you know what I mean.
There was an implicit comma at the end, or maybe that three-dot dingy thingy, whatever that's called.
You mean an ellipsis? Sort of an awkward pause in your thoughts?
Exactly. But I hope it wasn't awkward.
It's getting there.
Let me continue. When she's finished making all of her falls, she'll be able to ski. In the same way, you must see all the homes that you're not going to buy before you find the one you are going to buy.
Well, I guess that is sort of like skiing.
Sort of an allegory?
Not a particularly clear one.
No. So let's drop it. I didn't mean to make this outing strange. My apologies.
No need to apologize. We've accepted a long time ago that this process was going to be a strange experience. So far, you're fitting right in. Where to next?
Well, we've got a condo conversion that they're doing over at the Willard Hotel. It's a little above your budget.
That doesn't sound all that promising.
There's a new condo on River Road, but it's pretty close to the Beltway. No walking access to stores, but they do have a shuttle service.
I think I've seen those. They look pretty nice.
They are.
Bit bland for my taste.
Well, there's also converted Minuteman missile silo over there with the fully functional blast doors.
Now we're talking.
Dad.
Oh, all right. You might as well check out the one on River Road. Lead on.
I hope you're enjoying listening to this as much as I am. I have so much fun and had a great time with Drew Jones in putting it together. Well, time for another break. I'll be right back with more of the show.